Track 6. Now to the Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Can you plant a woodland for the Jubilee? A plan to create dozens of 70-acre woods in celebration of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee in 2022 has been unveiled by the Woodlands Trust. The conservation charity is calling on landowners to help mark Her Majesty's 70-year reign as part of the Queen's Green Canopy, QGC for short, a unique tree planting initiative which is inviting people from across the UK to plant a tree for the Jubilee. Creating up to 70 Platinum Jubilee woods supports the Woodland Trust's long-term mass-scale woodland ambitions and will help tackle the climate and nature crisis. This is an exciting and ambitious project that will be a fitting way to celebrate Her Majesty's 70 years of service, said Dr. Darren Moorcroft, Chief Executive of the Woodland Trust. We want landowners to play a crucial role in this incredible initiative, which will not only be a fantastic living and growing legacy for Her Majesty, but will also help fight climate change and create essential new woodland habitats. Colonel Dan Rex, Chief Executive of the Queen's Green Canopy, said, "We're delighted that our partners, the Woodland Trust, are leading this significant and ambitious contribution to the Queen's Green Canopy. We appeal to all landowners who may have land available to support this important initiative. Trees can play a huge part in tackling climate change, and the Woodland Trust is aiming to establish at least 50 million new trees by 2025. Dr. Moorcroft continued, "The woods and trees we establish today will join our army of existing trees, which are working tirelessly to clean our air, improve our mental health, and capture carbon, as well as providing safe places for our wildlife to flourish. At the moment, the news is full of plans for concreting over vast swathes of Norfolk. Wouldn't it be nice if some of those landowners also supported this idea? If you'd like to get involved, you can email qgcwoods@woodlandtrust.org.uk.
Theatre Award. Norwich Theatre has won a national award for its lockdown creative community recovery work with older and isolated adults in sheltered housing and care homes during the pandemic year. It won the Best Age-Friendly Outreach Award at the Fantastic for Families Awards, which celebrated exceptional creative provision for families across the UK and the achievements of those who have made an outstanding contribution to family-friendly arts and culture.
Faith looking for charity. An animal rescue centre has launched an urgent fundraising appeal for £8,000 to help with vets' bills over Christmas. Faith, based at Hickling, relies on donations from the public and saw income drop by £82,000 in 2020 due to the pandemic. The shortfall meant half the staff lost their jobs and it prevented the centre from fully opening to the public. The charity says vets' bills are its biggest expense, as all animals are neutered, vaccinated, microchipped and wormed. The charity looks after animals including dogs, cats, pigs, goats, peacocks, horses, donkeys, sheep and chickens, rehoming more than 9,500 dogs since launching in 1994. Donations can be made via Faith's Facebook page.
Young Henry's a story star. Many older folk will be used to the idea of reading a story to the little ones at bedtime, but 7-year-old Henry Webb has turned that on his head. Instead, he's reading stories to the residents of the Windmill House Care Home in Wyndham. Mum Becky is a carer at Windmill House and said, "When I explained to Henry the importance of what not only me, but every single staff member at Windmill House does on a daily basis to help our wonderful residents, Henry, being Harry, wanted to get involved too. Henry loves to read. So it was his idea to read to residents each evening for a month to raise money to support updating the home's themed and sensory areas. The sessions were streamed live for residents who love it, and Henry has already raised over £300. Well done, Henry."